Thank you for tuning in to today's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wabridge, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Friday, December 8th, 2017, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now here is Father Eric.
Some people mess up this holy day, the Immaculate Conception. Who are we talking about? Mary. It's good. See, you all are really good. Now, of course, not this parish. They're not going to mess it up. A lot of people think this is about Jesus, right? Now, of course, it leads to Jesus because Mary's life was all about her son. But a lot of people, when they think about the Immaculate Conception and being conceived without sin, they think about Jesus. And obviously, we know that was the case as well. But when we think about the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, it makes perfect sense. Because when you think about it, if God the Father was going to send his Son into the world, he is going to want the most perfect, holy vessel that he could ever find. The most perfect vessel he could ever find. That's who he's going to want to send his Son into the world with. And that's why the Blessed Virgin was conceived without sin. Because again, he wanted his Son to come into this world perfectly, in an undefiled body and in a perfect way. And that was the Blessed Virgin Mary. I think when we think about the Blessed Virgin Mary and we kind of look at our lives and especially the chaos of the month of December, which it always seems to be, I think it's a real blessing that we have this holy day smack in the midst of Advent. Because it reminds us of some very important things, specifically two words, I think, that can either really help us on our journey towards Christ or can completely mess us up when it comes to our journey towards Christ. And the first one, two very simple ones, the first one that always messes us up is what we see in the first reading today between Adam and Eve. And that word simply is I. One letter, one word, I. I want to be like God. That was Adam and Eve. They want to be like God. And I talked a little bit about this, you know, this past weekend, you know, talking about how we get rid of our worry and stress. You know, again, we oftentimes go to God with our plans and we say, well, God, you know, here's my problem, my issue. And then if you just do it my way, it'll be good. Okay, but I'm bringing it to you in prayer, so that's good. You know, but again, that whole sense, that's kind of us trying to play God. And it's saying, God, I want you to do what I want you to do. And that's when you're going to be a good God, when you do what I want you to do. No, how often do we do that? And that frustrates us. It frustrates our plans. It makes us sinful. It gets us thinking all about ourselves. It's all about me and I. And that's exactly what Adam and Eve did. And that's what caused chaos in the world. I want this. I want that. I want it to be this way. I want control over that. And I want control over this. And when we throw that I word in so often, it just creates sin and it creates chaos in our lives and it makes this season of Advent just a real, real mess. Mary, though, challenges us with another word. She challenges us with another very simple word. It's just simply yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, even when she didn't want, you know, to again, give birth to the Christ child because she knew that that was going to create a lot of trouble in her life, she said, yes, let it be done unto me according to your word. Yes, Lord. You know, and again, when we talk about getting rid of worry and anxiety, again, when we're able to just say simply, yes, yes, Lord, whatever you need me to do, I know your ways are better than mine. I sometimes don't trust that, but okay, I'm gonna work my best at it. Yes, Lord, whatever you need me to do, however you need me to live, whatever situation I have been given, that's how I'm going to live it out faithfully. And it may not be pleasant, and it may not be what I want, and it may not be what I envisioned. But yes, yes, I will do what you need me to do. In the situation that I have been given, at the time that I have been given, yes, yes. And it makes life so much simpler, even though we might be in a tough situation of life. The reality is if we try to control that situation, we are constantly going to be frustrated, constantly going to be trying to control it, constantly be trying to be in chaos, constantly just kind of a mess. And yet, when we're able to, in holy obedience, say, yes, Lord, I'm gonna do what I can with the situation that I have, and I'm going to do it in the best way that I can with your grace, and I know that all things are possible through you and with you, it makes life a lot simpler. It gets rid of a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress in the midst of this season. And so it's very, very fitting that, again, we see the first reading is Adam and Eve, and then the new Eve, Mary, comes in the scene on the gospel and says, okay, it's not about you, Adam and Eve, it's not about me, it's not about I, it's about, yes, Lord, whatever you need. And when we live our lives in that way, there's a real beauty about being able to just take life as it comes and to trust that he will give us the grace that we need to be able to keep moving. We know that Mary was full of grace. Obviously, that grace is bestowed upon us as well. And we know that the Blessed Virgin is a powerful intercessor, someone who continues to watch over us and guide us, and she is the closest to Jesus Christ that we can ever come. And so how fitting it is tonight that we gather to honor her, to celebrate her, and to ask for her intercession as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to today's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge. Check back each week as Father Eric unpacks the readings from the weekend and shares real-life stories to help bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.